Hi there, this is Ella Starr with your Key Races and Bets podcast for Saturday, September 28th. We're into Breeders' Cup prep weekend. Lots of winning your in races this weekend. As always, this podcast and the similar Key Races and Bets blog brought to you by our friends at amwager.com, a great legal wagering website, legal in most states, carrying most tracks. Please check it out if you haven't already, amwager.com, where you can also get the written version of this podcast, the Key Races and Bets blog. Go to amwager.com, amwager.com. Click on Handicapping and Ella Starr's blog. This week's blog is going to concentrate on making money in pick three wagers by taking advantage of some horses which have a really high probability to win, but along with some suspect favorites as well. In addition, there are a couple of races that are very playable in and of themselves. We're going to start with the Beldame Stakes Race 8 at Belmont, post time 4:43 p.m. on Saturday, September 28th. And this is the one with one of those really probable favorites in Midnight Bazoo, whose next stop will be the Breeders' Cup Distaff, with Smith in California to ride McKinsey in the prep for the Classic, the Awesome Again. John Velasquez takes over. His job will mostly be not to mess up in this six-horse field, in which the others, including bad 5-2 second morning line favorite Wildcat, who hasn't gotten close to her form of last year winning this race and finishing second to Distaff, are all running for second. So we'll try and turn 1-5 into 2-1 or 3-1 with a pick 3 and a pick 4, particularly since the middle leg is wide open and the fourth leg, if you play the pick 4, wide open as well. So we'll get right to the plays, which are plays I'll be making myself. Pick 3, starting in race 8, Midnight Bazoo. In race 9, we're using 5 horses, No Word, Maxwell Esquire, Our Country, Structure, and Famished. No Word, Maxwell Empire Esquire, Our Country, Structure, and Famished. Race 10, Code of Honor and Preservationist. It's a $10 bet for a dollar played a couple times. Pick 4, Midnight Bazoo in race 8, No Word, Maxwell Esquire, Our Country, Structure, Famished, Race 9, Code of Honor, Preservationist, Race 10. In Race 11, all except 4. One horse I think has no shot. That's Going for Gold. All except Going for Gold in Race 11. At the 50-cent base level, that pick 4 is $45. Moving on to Race 9, playable in and of itself, as I mentioned at the beginning. Race 9 at Belmont, the Pilgrim Stakes, post 5:16 Eastern on Saturday, 9:28. Maxwell Esquire opens 8-1 in a deep field of 9 in which 5 can win. The reason he opens 8-1 is because he's New York bred and there's a perceived bias against him in an open race like this. However, considering Christophe Clement trains and Dam has produced a slew of multiple turf route winners, I think he's a good bet. Maxwell Esquire debuted at Saratoga in a turf route, finished 2nd of 10, improved to win in a hand ride, could take a big step forward. No Word won his career debut at the end of August, also in a turf route at Saratoga, rallying nicely from 3rd. Like a horse that already run a couple times, he's a full brother to multiple turf route stakes winner Salentio, opened, who earned more than $700,000. Could be any kind for Pletcher. Our Country broke his maiden in a route at Saratoga by 6 lengths, had traffic trouble in the with anticipation last month, ending up 4th. He was scratched at Kentucky Downs, didn't even really leave New York to stay here for underrated trainer Weaver. If he improves off the debut, I think he can run well if he doesn't stumble at the start like he did in the with anticipation. And he might be playable as a win bet opening at 4-1. Famished is trying turf in 2 turns for the first time, which could put him in a slight disadvantage to some others. Buddy's my scare horse as Rosario rides back, and he's bred to run well on turf as he did on dirt, rallied very nicely. That kick would play very well on the grass. Structure was 6-5, of course, because Chad Brown's a trainer in his debut at Saratoga. Didn't disappoint winning. Nothing special about the speed figure, but he can improve as well. Rounds out the contenders. In the Pilgrim, race 9 at Saratoga, post 5:16 Eastern on Saturday, 9:28. Maxwell Empire can be bet to win a 3-1 or more. Consider a second win bet on either No Word or Our Country at 3-1 or more as well. When making multiple win bets, try and use a dutching tool. Does the work for you of allocating your wagering dollars by you setting the amount you want to bet or the amount you want to win helps do the math and makes the most money for you? Exactus, Maxwell Empire, and no word over, Maxwell Esquire, keep getting that wrong, Maxwell Esquire, no word, Our Country, Famished, and Structure, and then turn around, Maxwell Esquire, no word, Our Country, Famished, and Structure, over Maxwell Esquire, and no word. Race 10, Jockey Club, Gold Cup, just a race to watch your preservation code of honor stand out over Tacitus, Vino Rosso, Olympic Village, who's probably running for fifth. Preservationist has a tactical edge, is the only horse with early speed in the race, and with a late kick to boot, as he showed winning the Woodward. Code of Honor has won two in a row for the first time in his career. Only slight knock, he's facing older for the first time, and he might have a fresh horse in preservation in front of him if he gets away with a slow pace. Code of Honor earned a 108 Echo Base figure, tying his career best in the Travers, while Preservationist earned a 110 under identical conditions in the Suburban in July at this 10 for a long trip and in the Woodward. There's no value betting the race, but hopefully, decent pick three, 2 or 3 to 1, it's worth it. Cash a ticket here. Moving out to Santa Anita for the Rodeo Drive Stakes, race 9, post 4:41 Pacific, 7:41 Eastern. Time to start another pick three, but in this case, I'm not going to start with the favorites. As a matter of fact, I think the favorites here are very vulnerable, Beau Recall and Paved. I have no interest in either of them. Beau Recall won the Yellow Ribbon last month and is a multiple graded stakes winner, but she's never hit the board at 10 furlongs in 3 tries. The win of the Yellow Ribbon was a mile and a 16th. She only managed 4th the last time she ran farther than a mile and a 16th. She was scratched from this race in 2017 and finished 4th last year at 24-1. She can win on figures. I don't think she can win at the distance. Similarly, Paved is a poor second choice in the morning line, 5-2. She's just off form. Her last win came 15 months ago at 9 furlongs, although she did run second once in 3 tries at 10. She wasn't even close near the two. I can't make excuses for her 2 races since coming back from the layoff. The players here will be Siberian Iris and Mirth. We're going to use them in pick threes, win bets, and exacta keys. Siberian Iris cuts back from an eighth of a mile from 11 furlongs, which she won last month, and ran huge 2 other times. She ran 10 or 11 furlongs. That effort last month in the little restricted stakes, Del Mar earned a career-best 114 figure, which is actually better than Beau Recall's 107 from the Yellow Ribbon. I looked at Mirth over and over trying to figure out why a good trainer like D'Amato has her in here, even though she's eligible for the second allowance level. After a minute, I figured out why. She can get 10 furlongs, and she could be a lone front runner here. She gets the rail and Smith, and was second only ahead behind Siberian Iris in that 11 furlong race last month, then tired. The head of the stretch, then tired. The reason she tired was she ran the opening half mile in a ridiculous 46 and change. The jock change of rail is really going to help her, and she could get loose. In the Rodeo Drive, race 9 at Santa Anita on Saturday, September 28th, at 7:41 Eastern, 4:41 Pacific, bet Siberian Iris and Mirth at 3-1 or more. Use a Dutching tool, especially one at AmWager. Check out AmWager.com and see what they have, but try to use Dutching tool to allocate your bets. Exacta box, Siberian Iris and Mirth, and then another Exacta, Siberian Iris and Mirth over Siberian Iris and Mirth, plus Beau Recall, who can run second, and Excellent Sunset, who is a closer. Pick 3, starting in this race, race 9, Siberian Iris and Mirth. Race 10, McKinsey and Higher Power. Again, McKinsey and Higher Power. Race 11, Apache Princess, Don't Sell, Fantasy Heat, Holly Hundy, Miss Chiffy. Apache Princess, Don't Sell, Fantasy Heat, Holly Hundy, and Miss Chiffy. Moving on to race 10, the Awesome. Again, this is just like the Jockey Club Gold Cup. It's a race to watch. It's not playable in and of itself. We'll get a sense if the win by Higher Power in the Classic was legitimate or not, as well as if McKinsey can actually win 2 in a row, which he's failed to do, except before and after his layoff from March to September last year when winning the San Felipe, then DQ'd in the spring in the Pennsylvania Derby. McKinsey didn't have winning instinct in San Anita Handicap this year, nor in the Met Mile, even though Mattoli's a good sprinter, but repeating any of his last 5, which have 115 to 121 Echo Base figures, should be good enough to win if Higher Power doesn't improve, so I got to use both in that pick 3. Moving on to race 11, a great betting race, the Unzip Me Stakes, a turf sprint, post 8:46 Eastern, 5:46 Pacific. It's going to be a hot pace here with up to 5 horses. when the dust settles. I think the main horses that'll be there are going to be Don't Sell, Miss Chiffy, Fantasy Heat, and Holly Hyundai, with a slight chance to Apache Princess, although she's facing older for the first time and has never run at the distance. Her only two previous turf sprints were good, but they were down the hill. This is also my free race today at San Lita, so I'm not going to go through all the detail here. I'll give the betting, what how I'm going to bet the race in a second, but you can go to sanlita.com, or you can go check out the blog at amwager.com, where there's a link, amwager.com, Handicapping All-Stars blog, and you can read why I like the horses. In the Unzip Me Stakes, race 11 at San Lita Post, 8:46 Eastern, 5:46 Pacific. Bet Don't Sell and Miss Chiffy to win at 5-2 or more. Use a dutching tool. Consider smaller win bets on Fantasy Heat and Holly Hyundai at 4-1 or more. Exacta, Box, Don't Sell, Miss Chiffy, Fantasy Heat and Holly Hyundai. Another Exacta, Box, Don't Sell, Miss Chiffy, Apache Princess, Fantasy Heat and Holly Hyundai. One more. Don't Sell, Miss Chiffy, Fantasy Heat, and Holly Hyundai over. Don't Sell, Miss Chiffy, Fantasy Heat, Holly Hyundai, add Miss Hot Legs and Steal the Diamonds. Those are two of the five early horses that might hang on for second. I really appreciate you listening to this weekend's Key Races and Bets blog sponsored by Amwager. Please check out amwager.com and check out the written version, the Key Races and Bets blog at amwager.com. Click on Handicapping and Ellis Stars blog, and good luck. We'll talk to you next week.